Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
God called us kings with priestly anointings. People are looking in the natural and going with sense. And it's not even common sense, because what they pass and what they do is not common sense. Amen. And so they're looking in the natural and they're going with feelings, nothing more than feelings. Right? Because as long as they go by feelings, the next verse is teardrops rolling down on my face. And then when it's all said and done and the great day has arrived, they sing, I did it my way, and wish they didn't. Really? This is how it goes. Cheers. Coffee. You know, we make a little bit lighthearted fun about this, but if I didn't laugh, the seriousness of where we're at, I'm telling you, I would get depressed. Thank God I don't get into depression. Thank God I know in whom I trust, in whom I serve. The hope and glory is Christ in me. And thank God I have that. Because I see people saying, well, if this guy wins, I'm leaving the country. That, I mean, there's no hope for people. Just no hope. You know? And so we've got to remember that Christ is our leader. Christ will direct us. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit will encamp about us. Warring angels protecting us. Pray this. Believe this. Walk in it. Amen. But you've got to get out and do your duty and do your due diligence, because if you don't know who these judges are, because you can see Republican, Democrat for most of the guys, and you can choose what you want to vote for. But these guys that are for the school board and for the judges, the local guys, I don't know half of them. I was making phone calls this morning, and I'm going to make some phone calls afterwards, because I know people that know them and that are spiritual giants, and they're going to tell me, well, this guy stands for that, this one stands for this. Then I can vote. But we have to make some good quality decisions, and they have to be with knowledge attached to it. So study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Go and look at the candidates and say, hold on, this guy is for that, and this woman's for this. I'm going with this one. Hello, and don't be phoning me for your sample ballot, because I'm not it. Amen. But get the information. Don't just go in there. Don't leave it blank, because that is a vote. And don't just blank out anyone that you think. Get some information on the candidates and make sure that you put the right thing. Because listen, not only our lives, but our children and your grandchildren. Lives depend upon it. This is serious stuff. So I believe we're in this place and we need healing for our physical body and we need healing for the nations. They need to come and get saved by Christ. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit through Christ and what He did. And so we are trees of life. See yourself with rivers of not deathly, not dirty, not stagnant waters, rivers of living water. Coming from where? Well, the kingdom of God is with God is within you. How can God say that? Because the Holy Ghost is within me. That's why I say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The kingdom of heaven is within me. So rivers of living water come out from me. But it's living water. It's living water. Tree of life. So see yourself as a life bringer. Don't just see yourself as, my name's Jack. Hi. No, see yourself as, hi, I'm Jack, a life bringer. I've got rivers of living water in my life. And I can get you washed clean and purified if you listen to what the Word of God says, and you can receive Jesus and you can become a river of life. Don't just see yourself as just, ho-hum, I'm at church. What's the point of coming? You're learning, you're getting faith, but you're fat with faith, but faith without work is dead. So it's a waste of your time. Put action to what you know. Put action to your faith and start seeing yourself as a king with a priestly anointing, as an ambassador, as a tree of life, as a river that flows out of your belly with living water. That means anyone who comes near me will get healed, will get saved, will get prosperous, will get restored in their relationships. Anyone that stands in front of me will get caught up. My cup runneth over. We've got to see yourself as Christ sees you, as God sees you. God sees you as an absolute winner. God sees you as healthy and healed. Yeah, He does. Problem is to get you to see you as healthy and healed. Yeah. And most people see themselves as sick and broke. How do I know that? Well, you can read about hypochondria. It's rampant in the world. Not just in the world. People living on medication that they don't actually need. It's out there. You can do the studies. You can check it out. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So next month when we do the series, you don't want to miss it. Our doors are open. If you want to wear a mask, wear it. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't. We sterilize a place. We're open for business. If you're on social distancing, come and sit separate from people, but try to get in where the corporate anointing resides. See, the devil tries to close the church down. Think about it. God says, do not forsake yourselves, or do not forsake the gathering of the saints together. Right? Singing psalms together, witnessing with one another, standing in the power and the presence of God. Amen? The corporate anointing. And the first thing the devil comes is he tries to close us down. Can't get together. Can't talk to each other. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick. People say, don't touch me. Come on. I need to speak to people. They block my mouth. They don't want me to talk. We can't sing. We can't speak. The devil came in with his plan and his trap. Don't let him overcome you. Say, no, I'm going to be a part of the solution. Hello. I am a river of life and I'm a tree of life. Say it. I'm a king with a priestly anointing. I am called and appointed and anointed of my heavenly Father God. And by the power of the Holy Ghost that's greater in me than he that's in the world, I will accomplish the destiny that God has prepared for me. You've got to speak it. And don't think, well, I'm old now. Who's old? Old is in the head. I'm not joking. Old is in the head. Old is in the mind. Moses was 120 when he climbed a mountain. His eyesight hadn't dimmed and he was still strong. Amen. Climbing a mountain at 120, hello. He was called into ministry at 80. So don't think, well, you know, I'll leave it to someone else. No, this generation beneath us, maybe it's two. You might be old enough. There's two generations that are behind us now. Maybe even three. That means I still have work to do. As long as people are alive, I have work to do. As long as there are unsaved people, I have work to do. As long as there are sick people, I have work to do. As long as there are broke people, I have work to do. If there are divorced people, I have work to do. You have got something to do. Amen. Don't take yourself out of the game. God won't bench you. Now, it doesn't mean you have to run around the streets with all these little flyers and, you know, little tracts and go to people and walking. No. In your own way, when God speaks to you and says to you, tell that person I love them. You might be in Walmart. Now fear comes on you. Devil first tries to shut you up. Yes. He doesn't want your voice to be heard. So the first thing that comes is fear. So now the fear is there. So I'm not going to tell that person that God loves them. And that person needed to desperately hear it. You know, Catherine Kuhlman, when they asked her in an interview, how come God chose to use her? She said that God told her that he had called three men before her and they refused. So someone will go to that person, but you didn't. Amen. I remember when I was pretty new in the faith, and I was in a church similar to ours, and it was heaving. We had a room upstairs with wooden floors. It was an upper room. We could probably get about 150 in there. It was packed. And the worship was going, and the floor would do this. I mean, it was, and beneath us was a bakery. And at 11:30, oh God, the smell came through. And we knew we were the bread of life, and part of the bread of life ministry. And so we were in there, and the floor was heaving, and the presence of God was there. And we were just going, God put it in my spirit, that man over there, you need to go and say that God's got an answer for his heart. He's got a heart problems. God's got the answer for his heart. And lay hands on him. Amen. And I said, not going to do it. I was too scared. I was too scared to do it. I refused to do it. I wasn't going to do it. Still not going to do it. Won't do it. Find someone. I ain't doing it. And I sat there for an hour and a half. Until towards the end of the service, a man got up and prophesied and did exactly what God told me to do. Exactly 100%. And I felt so bad. I felt so lost. I felt so out of it that I was disobedient. God will use someone if not you. But why not you? Why not us? So you don't have to, like I say, go to China. Smuggle Bibles? I'm not talking that. I'm talking you could be getting a prayer group online, Zoom, if you don't want to go with people. Get on Zoom. We're praying for souls in this area. Amen. How big a deal is that? Well, I'm 85. Can you talk? Yep, we'll talk. You got a finger? Index? Yeah, hit the on button. Come on. People come up with excuse upon excuse after excuse, and we are needed. Now we are called for such a time as this. You can do something. You can do something to get the word out there. Amen. Amen. And you know what? Another thing, just smile at people. How are you? So good to see you. And mean it, because they're created in God's image and likeness. If it's a human being, saved or unsaved, created in God's image and likeness. Amen. Now, needing to get saved, but you start off with a smile and so grateful you're here. God bless you. Greet people at the door. Walk around outside. Hey, we're having service in 5 minutes. If you're interested, come on in. I'll give you a cup of coffee. Anything. Just do something. Not a lump on a log. Get in the game. God doesn't want to bench anybody. Amen. Well, I want to be the quarterback. Well, the fivefold ministry might be in that position at the moment. Be who you are. Be who and what God's called you to be. You might be a wide receiver. You may be a fullback. I don't even know that. You may be a right wing, a left wing. Who knows? But with you, if everyone's a quarterback, who's going to catch the ball? Who's going to pass the ball? Who's going to run over the line? We're all quarterbacks. Amen. You'd need 15 balls on the field and we're all standing. What? No, we each person fills a position. Remember, we are all part of the body of Christ. We are all part. You may be a pinky, but you're part of the body. Let me tell you what, smash that pinky with a hammer. The whole body is going to feel it, right? Yeah. So when one of the people in the body of Christ gets injured, don't shoot them, bless them and pray for them. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to Enjoying Every...